werden wir geschenkt. Glücklichkeit dauert nicht.
I don't know how the hell this shit works. The coder usually does this. Alright, well, you're listening to Default Radio. Not really sure what the fuck episode this is. Again, that would be the coder side. I'm joined here with Royal.
Hey, it's Royal, everybody. You might remember me from that commercial a little earlier.
Coming from you,
Massachusetts.
Yeah, coming to you live from Massachusetts and Guasti, California tonight. Actually, I have a couple things to talk about. I'm pretty sure this episode's going to suck, since the coder's being a little bitch. We tried to place a call to him, and phone just kept ringing. Who knows what the hell he's out doing.
So unfortunately, you know what, guys, I left him a message, but for some reason, the coder is missing in action, so we're not sure exactly what's going to happen now.
Just MIA. I think he got busted by the feds or something, man.
I would not be surprised.
I think he's getting all kinds of questions about me right now or something. Probably see me get busted next.
Probably went over to a fucking ACTS payphone and tried to red box, you know, like he did when he was younger. Like he told
you. Well, yeah. Well, unfortunately, he's not going to be able to do that.
Mm.
But Royal, you're supposed to be doing that tonight.
And callers. I'm calling you guys callers now. Yeah, I was supposed to be doing redboxing actually today. I was going to show you guys, you know, because there are some morons out there who for some reason think that redboxing, you know, is completely obsolete, which is not true at all.
Yeah.
It's actually going to, you know, be doing a demonstration by continuously redboxing every so many minutes during our radio program. But unfortunately, because we haven't been able to get a hold of the coder, we've been a little unprepared for this episode.
Yeah, and in fact, the conference we're using right now, you wouldn't even be able to redbox to because it's a long-distance call.
Unfortunately, unless I bridge something in here, but then, you know, not all DTMF will pass.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate that we can't do the show that we wanted to tonight. Not only that, we're breaking even more promises tonight, which, by the way, me and Dakota, Dakota mainly, he was just pounding away at Knot Theory's voice over IP asterisk system there, and we found a way to take calls.
Is that so?
But Dakota told Knot Theory this about over the weekend, and Knot Theory has since upgraded his security. So right now we're not going to be able to take calls on this episode either, unless Dakota knows something that we don't, and hopefully he's smart enough to call into the conference that we're on. And I'm getting notice that this is episode 23 for our listeners. That would be April, what is it, April 30th?
Today is
right
the, April 30th, yes. This is
April 30th, Friday,
lucky.
Episode 23.
Lucky.
Yeah, go on.
It's April, I mean, it's the 24th episode.
Okay.
The 24th? Why the fuck are these people telling me it's the 23rd?
Because
well,
of the radio.
Actually, I believe I was looking on the site itself today, and I do remember seeing 23 Part A and B, which is...
I see. Well, yeah, now Kirsten and G.I. Joe are telling me it's the 24th. All right, so this is apparently episode 24. I'm going to give a big fuck you to what the 6666 or whatever the hell his screen name is out there. telling me it's the 23rd app. But since we're not going to be able to take calls, and you're apparently not going to be able to red box into the show.
I mean, if you guys really want a demonstration, I suppose I could go out of my way to bridge this into something, but I don't know. It's
I don't know how well that's going to work, and you don't have a cell phone, do you?
No, unfortunately, I don't have a cell phone.
And I think that would drop the noise level on this conference way below what it would have to be for us to have a good episode. In fact, I'm on my cordless phone. I'm probably too low right now. I'm going to pick up another phone. Hold on.
All right, but you sound pretty good right now.
Oh,
and
shit.
And I don't mean that in a gay way either.
I can't do that. I forgot. Which brings me to one of my topics. Cordless phone I'm on right now is the only phone that is currently on my second phone line here in the house. And it's a POTS line. Do you guys believe that? As you guys know, I don't have a Packet 8 anymore.
Oh, is that so? Is that because of them changing your service?
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be because I didn't feel like paying $330. So, yeah, they turned my service off. I don't know why. But I do see here on Packet 8's website, their terms of service under Section 9 has now been changed. The prohibited uses, well, first, let's go back to old school over here. The prohibited uses used to say any end user use of the services or any other action that causes a disruption in the network integrity of 8x8 or its vendors, whether directly or indirectly, is strictly prohibited and could result in termination of services. End user understands that neither 8x8 nor its vendors are responsible for the content of the transmissions that may pass through the Internet and or services. End user agrees that it will not use the services in ways that violate the law, infringe the rights of other, or interfere with the use of services or equipment of the network. End user agrees and, let's see, and represents that it is buying the services and or equipment for its own internal use only and shall not resell the services or equipment thereof. 8x8 service plans for residential subscribers that offer unlimited PSTN minutes are for the personal, residential, and reasonable business use of the end user only. Such use shall not include certain activities, including but not limited to any auto-dialing, continuous or extensive call forwarding, continuous connectivity, fax broadcast, fax blasting, telemarketing, or other activity that would be inconsistent with personal, residential, and reasonable business use patterns. End user agrees to notify 8x8 if usage of the unlimited PSTN changes from personal, residential, and reasonable business use. 8x8 reserves the right to immediately terminate or modify the service of any end user using unlimited PSTN plans if 8x8 determines in its sole discretion that the end user is not using unlimited minutes for personal, residential, and reasonable use, which is apparently why they claim they changed my service. But if you look down in the terms of service more, it also says that they have to give you 10 days notice, which they didn't. I'm not going to find that paragraph because I'm too fucking lazy. let's see here. Oh, where the fuck is that thing that I just printed? Well, what are you doing with my paper, man?
Hold on, let me fax it over to you. This is my only copy.
Oh, here it is, coming in on the fax. Okay. Now, Packet 8 has upgraded their terms of service, and I'm not going to read all of Section 9 again. I'm just going to read the last paragraph in Section 9. Now says, any usage in excess of 5,000 minutes per month shall be presumed to be inconsistent with these restrictions and shall be subject to the conditions above. Packet 8, Freedom Unlimited Plus Europe, Freedom Unlimited Plus Asia, and Freedom Unlimited Plus Euro Asia are limited to persons whose primary residence is within the U.S. or Canada. So anyways, it's basically saying that unlimited is not unlimited. That if you go over 5,000 minutes, they're just going to assume that you're not using it for residential and, you know, limited business use. They're just going to assume that if you're using it more than 5,000 minutes, yeah, you must be doing something described in the above paragraph.
And not tell you 10 days prior to the notice of they're changing your service.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I haven't read through all the terms of service. They might have edited that out, too.
Oh, really?
I haven't read that, so I'm not going to say that's what it says. But I'm just saying, you know, we discussed on the air last week that their unlimited does not mean unlimited, and that nowhere in their terms of service does it, you know, does it show that my minute usage was inconsistent with personal and limited business use. So I guess they took it pretty hard because I notified them that I am a person of the media, and they're going to get some bad fucking publicity. And I guess they found out real quick after last week's show that's going to hurt them. And I'm sure there were many callers that called in and really bitched them out about that. So now they've changed their terms of service to reflect the 5,000 minute mark.
Well, that's definitely good to hear.
But they're still false advertising. They still advertise it as unlimited, even though it's limited to 5,000 minutes.
Hmm.
So, I mean, kind of fucked up. But I guess that's packet 8 for you.
Huh. That's a lot of services for you. But hey, I'm not much of a voice over IP user, but I have to say that's just another example in that world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, you know, I'm definitely not sporting voice over IP anymore.
Huh.
And you know, now I'm now that I'm living back at my parents, I now got a second phone line, which I got all these leet features on it and everything, and I'm claiming low income, so it only comes out to like $30 a month.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's with the taxes. Which is pretty neat, and I got a sport ZeroSense.com for providing this long distance call. I got it set up pretty cool too, because when you call in, it uses your caller ID, so you don't have to enter a PIN number like my mom does, because she always blocks her caller ID. And I also got speed call 8, so I just set up my phone number to so that when I hit 9 pound.
Mm-hmm.
It calls the access number, and all of a sudden, hello?
No, it's decoder.
Decoder's on?
No, it's not decoder.
Oh,
who's this?
Who's this?
This is Doug.
Oh,
Doug, what are you doing?
I'm calling in.
Okay, Doug, you're on the air anyway. We're live right now.
I'm the one recording it.
Right.
Pretty sure Doug knows that.
I'm just reminding you.
Okay.
Like an idiot.
Okay, yeah, well, anyways, I'm just saying, it's pretty lead. I hit 9 pound, and then I just dial the number that I want to call long distance. It's a pretty lead feature, I thought. Yeah, when I set up my service, I actually, after I got it turned on, I social engineered the telco. I think this is something that you guys might find interesting. I social engineered them into changing my service address from my actual house address to a different address. And basically all you got to do is tell them that this is on a new residence on a new street, and they were doing the number planning and it got all screwed up, and you know, and you just tell them this is the new service address, and they just key it in.
Wow.
And then you give them like your mailing address to send the bill to, but if the lineman comes out, he'll be like, "Where the hell is this number?" Which is pretty funny. I mean, you know, I just thought it would be pretty funny if, like, you know, you got your bill going to like a P.O. box, you know, and you got your service address listed as like some totally different address, and the FBI wants to tap this line, but they don't have your address because the telco says it's somewhere else.
That's right. Automatic location identification no longer owns you.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. If I call 911. It'll actually show it'll actually show the address that I put on there.
That's why, you know, when you call to set up your service for residential or business, they always explain to you that they want your address because that's, you know, for 911.
Well, the thing is, they need your service address because where are they going to run the copper wire to? Which phone line are they turning up? You know?
Of course.
But it's pretty weird too because if my parents ever decide to sell this house, they're going to have to tell whoever moves in that this copper pair is actually attached to this address. So if you want service on it, you're going to have to tell Verizon this address to turn it on.
Wow.
It's pretty weird.
That's wow.
Going more into phones, I was going to talk about how my work is a bunch of noobs. Not that I want to discuss my work, and you know, because it's kind of confidential information, but. I think this is.
But over there at McDonald's, they have a.
No, not a McDonald's, Doug. But at my work, we basically use one phone line for making our social engineer calls, and apparently one of the calling cards that we're using is taking our ANI, even though we're blocking caller ID, it's taking our ANI and then using that ANI as caller ID.
Really?
So we've been getting a lot of calls back on our line, and we always answer that phone in a certain way, just in case we get a call back. But anyway, so I was actually thinking about giving them our off-divert commercial that Royal had recorded for us.
Yeah, damn right, that's easy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was like, look, you guys are noobs. When you're placed on a calling card call, you know, divert to the calling card first.
And
that way, it has no number to pass except, you know, its own.
Yeah, exactly. It's only going to be the NPA of that calling center, and that's about it. And
yep.
They'll need to social the operator, people. Once again, I have to strongly encourage you to use that. I accidentally came across it myself before I knew about it. Well,
yeah.
Many people.
Well, I'm just saying it's a good way to divert.
Yeah.
I'm encouraging everyone to use it.
I would also encourage you to, you know, make it some kind of a speed dial on your phone, you know, if it's possible.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's another thing. 9 pound is for my long distance calls, and 8 pound is for AT&T.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know that it actually worked on, like, you know, the speed dial on your line too. But that's very interesting. I'll definitely keep that in mind.
You know what? I never thought I did that work either.
Yeah, here's another thing, because I have to unblock my caller ID to call my calling card to make the long distance calls. So in order for me to hit 9 pound, because I got all caller ID blocking, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So in order for me to hit 9 pound, I actually the way you set it up is you hit *74, and then it gives you a dial tone.
Right.
And then the first number you hit is going to be, because it's speed call 8. So if you want to put it into, 2, so that you hit 2 pound and it dials that number, you'd hit 2, and then you dial 1 plus the area code plus the number, and then you hit pound, you'll hear a confirmation tone, and you hang up, you pick back up, you hit 2 pound, boom, it connects you to that number.
Right.
All right, so in order for me to unblock my caller ID, I actually, when I hit it up, I hit *74, 9, *82, 1 area code number, pound, and I didn't think it would work, but yeah, it worked.
Unfucking believable.
Yeah, so it pretty much lets you call in any type of pattern that you want. And, like, you know, it even, like, if you hit *82 or *67, it knows what to do with that, you know, it's not going to... It's not like it's actually dialing on a dial tone. The switch knows what you mean, you know?
Now, this is definitely interesting, because I used to try to do things like this, especially, you know, with call forwarding, like back when I used to forward calls to 900 numbers and everything.
Yeah.
You should definitely give that a try.
I don't have call forwarding, unfortunately, so I can't test trying to forward it to 1010-2880, but I can tell you this. On Verizon's voicemail...
Mm-hmm.
It has an auto attendant type thing where, like, if you hit 0, it'll call your cell phone or something like that.
Okay.
You know, and you'll say that on your voicemail. You'll say, hey, if this is an emergency, hit £0.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it'll call you, you know, at your work or whatever. When I hacked into a box that was on default, and I set it up to call forward to 1010-2880, and sure enough, I could call into that voicemail, I hit £0, and I get AT&T. Now, here's the thing, though. The real-time ANI would not be that of the voicemail box number, but it would actually be the ANI would be the voicemail access number. Like, for instance, here in Verizon, if I want to call my voicemail, I call 590-0305 to check my messages. So yeah, if I was to use it on someone's voicemail in Chino here, I'd the actual ANI that would show up on 1010-280 would be 909-590-0305. And you could actually bill calls to that and stuff.
And wow. And you could backbill it, huh?
Yep.
And wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, because
wow.
You're not getting any charges for it. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Bullshit.
But the thing is, the Flex Annie will be your phone number, but the billing Annie will be the telco's number.
Right, because real-time Annie is the billing telephone number. Makes sense.
Well, no, the real-time Annie is the voicemail access number. Well, the Flex, the caller ID, would either be your number or the voicemail that you were calling.
That's,
you know, just like if you call forward your number to a U-Reach or something,
yeah.
And someone calls you direct, you'll get their number through the Flex Annie.
Yep.
But if you block it, usually the Flex will show your phone number, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you go.
Wow, this show sucks a lot of ass without Dakota.
Hey, Doug, we don't need your fucking comments here, okay?
This is goddamn... I'm just laying comments from like 20 people, that's all. I'm sorry.
This is goddamn default radio. Aren't you supposed to be goddamn engineering or something?
Engineering what? This crappy show? Come on.
That's right. Turn my goddamn sound levels up so I can do this shitty show, all right?
Oh, man.
Anyways... Next thing I wanted to talk about was handicap placards, because I saw this shit on the news today about people using handicap placards from their mom and shit to get parking spots, and they were writing up all these tickets, because the handicap placards got a little number on them, and the cop can run that, and it will come back to the person that's handicapped. Then they'll run your plate, and if the registered owner of the vehicle is not the one that the placard has, it's not the same name, they'll write you up a ticket. But here's what I'm thinking. This is a little hack I came up with. In California, you can register your vehicle to two people. So why not just, you know, have your mom get a duplicate handicap placard, tell the state that, oh, I lost my handicap placard, and then just be like, you know, register your vehicle in your name and your mom's, and then just put it up there. And then if you come out and the cop's writing a ticket and he says, hey, where's whoever, your fucking mom or whatever, you say, you know what, she works here. And then if he pushes it on you like, well, I want her to come out and show her handicap ID, just be like, well, you know what, She's working. She's not allowed to come out of that building until 5 o'clock when her work is off. And then, you know, let them write you the ticket. When you get the ticket in the mail or when you get the ticket, just fucking bring it down to the court with your mom. Have her sign an affidavit saying she was at the location of where it was parked. And there you go. You're out of the ticket.
Only you lucky.
Yeah, well, that's my little handicap placard hack. I think everyone. I encourage everyone to do it.
We can only strongly advocate that. And
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Only, it's like it's only California that has these weird laws.
Well, what weird laws? You don't got handicap placards in your state, or they only got handicap?
As far as I know, we can't register a vehicle when there's more than one person, only on insurance.
What?
Dude.
Usually people do that because they're married and it's community property, you know?
Oh, I didn't think about marriage. Maybe that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't have to be married. You could register it with your girlfriend or whatever.
Hmm.
You know, all you got to do is add that person's name to the title, and you know, and then re-register the car, and you're good to go.
Hmm. Well, one day when I get a girlfriend, I'll give that a try.
You don't even need to do it with a girlfriend. What are you going to do? You're going to look for a handicap girlfriend next? You're going to be getting a biznatch that's in a wheelchair or what? What kind of sick pervert are you, Royal?
I'll have a look move.
Dakota, I'm begging for you. Come back.
Hey, well, seriously, we could use Dakota's commentary right now.
Yeah.
He could be bitching us out. He could be bitching Not Theory out for not being here. And for not being here last week either. But now we got to sit here and bitch out Dakota and bitch out Doug for his fucking commentary.
Hey, look, I promised Dakota if, like, Dakota were ever be gone and you were to do the show, it wouldn't be about Social Security and licenses.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
really, Doug?
Those are bad topics from the show.
maybe I should talk about Wells Fargo, how they added that new feature.
Oh, whatever. I'm going to, like, get out of here or find Dakota. Bye.
Oh, no, he really disconnected. That hurts.
No. We're still on the air.
I know we're still on the air.
But, yeah. And in case you guys were wondering, this will be my only chance to say it. If you go to online.wellsfargo.com and you look at the enrollment form, they now have a little check mark under the Social Security number box that says, I don't have a Social Security number. So
really?
I was finally able to enroll my credit card with online banking.
Now that is nice.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I can't sign up for bill pay or any of that shit every time I go to click a link like that, it says, you must have a Social Security number. But I can still check my credit balance and all the last transactions and everything like that. I used to have to wait for my fucking bill, but yep, now I get to view my bill online with without a social. It's great.
Finally something that isn't all snail mail, huh?
Say what?
Finally something that isn't all snail mail.
Well, it wasn't snail mail before. They got an alternative website, EBPP, that's Edward Boy Paul Paul .wellsfargo.com, that allows you to get your bills online. So I actually got photocopies of the bill online, and I was notified when a bill came in via email. But now I actually get to view the current balance just by logging into my account, which I wasn't able to do before.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess bitching out Wells Fargo paid off. They now have I don't have a Social Security number checkmark box.
I'm sorry, but I mean, I would like actually take screen pictures of that because that's just got to be one of the most beautiful things I could see.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty great. Well, I do want to kind of move away from the talking about Social Security numbers since I know I'm going to get pitched out by Dakota later on for that. But, I mean, what are we going to do? We don't got any fucking topics. Dakota's out of here. Not Theory changed your shit. We can't take call-ins.
Unfortunately, I can't think of, like I said, I came a little unprepared for this, so you've come up with a bunch of topics, and I'm still thinking of something here. As this is still just out of the blue. I thought it was going to be red boxing. But I guess what I can do is give a little explanation about that. And the reason why, and actually it pissed me off about something that they were writing. It was an article a couple issues ago. And I think I'll actually pull it up right now as I talk about it. And it was explaining that, you know, some person had written an article saying that Reboxing still works, and then in parentheses, sort of. And basically it's explaining that if you social engineer the local operator, she'll sometimes be nice and just place the call for you and, you know, ignore that you're playing with your little Redbox toy. And, you know, I actually pissed me off, you know, reading that because, you know, in some areas, and I'm trying to have some people, you know, find in other areas, find out, you know, from their location and, you know, from their ACTS payphones, such as SBC and Meritech, you know, where you are still able to do this. But it's basically regional toll calls, calls that are not local but not long distance, that you're able to Redbox.
Oh, yeah, and I pointed that out in my article about how Redboxing is dying, but only from the AT&T network. So, yeah, you can't place long-distance calls, but you can place intralata local long-distance calls.
Exactly.
And, of course, you can do local calls through the operator. And also, you can, in some areas, it depends. In some areas, you can call 411 and Redbox through them.
That's right.
And sometimes directory assistance will even let you call the number for a charge where you can put in money. Now, in Southern California, with my experience, after you ask the number for an op, she used to say, you know, for an additional charge, you can complete the call as dialed, and then you could, you know, red box in whatever money it was asked for. But recently, it's been they'll just give you the number and it'll hang up. You can't red box the call through.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but in some areas, I believe, like in Boston, you can still box the call through, correct?
Very true. You know, because I'm from, you know, around the Boston area, and you know, I've been Redboxing for a while, and I've noticed that, you know, the whole time, there may have been some times where this wasn't true, but as far as I can remember, you were always able to dial 411 and get directory assistance free of charge. You just transfer right away. You know, thank you for using a Verizon payphone. Connects you right to directory assistance. Of course, you can, like, look up numbers local to you. Or I think.
Oh, really? So you can't box in more money to look up long-distance calls?
No. Basically, they ask you for the number and everything first, and then after they give you your number, if it's listed or if they find it, then that's where you'll be given the option of whether or not you want to, you know, pay for it using coins. So, you know, for the amount to deposit, press 1. So you press 1. And it says, please hold for the amount to deposit. And then, you know, welcome to Verizon, and ask for the money. And that's where you Redbox it. And that's it's a great way, you know, to make a local call without having to social the operator with your Redbox.
Now, I'm wondering if there's any areas of the U.S. where you can actually call 411, look up a long-distance number, and box and Redbox the long-distance call through 411.
That's what I'm wondering, although, see, 411 isn't free in all areas. And
it's not free in all areas, but you could still, in most places, you can still Redbox to it.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So you could box in the 50 cents and then, you know, ask for the long-distance information and then box the call. That's, you know, in theory. But like I said, even here, you know, we have to Redbox the 50 cents or do the lucky trick and just flash the hook switch, and it'll just connect you to directory assistance. When it asks for 50 cents, you just flash the hook switch and it says, thank you for using price.
I get a kick out of that. I'd really like to hear that sometime. If you can ever record that, you know, that'd be actually great for the show, maybe.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll try that. But and besides that, you know, I'm wondering, like I said, here we can't box money to actually place the call. It only gives us the number and hangs up.
Okay, so maybe in your area, when you pick up a Verizon payphone, is that what you have around there?
Yes.
Okay, you pick up a Verizon ACTS payphone, you dial 411, does it ask you for money?
Yeah, you dial 411, the first thing it does is ask you for 50 cents.
Okay, it's asking you for 50 cents. You don't have to deposit beforehand where it does a ground check, it's not like that?
No. Because the reason they do that is because people still think that if you dial 411, it'll be free from a payphone.
Mm.
So instead, they put ACTS there to just ask for the money.
I see.
You know, so I mean, it's just easier so the person doesn't have to get all pissed off and listen to a recording telling them they need to put in coins before they call 411.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, if you're paying for the 411, then it's possible. Have you tried this yet? Have you tried to look up a number long distance from you?
Yeah, like I said, it'll just drop me to a recording with the phone number, and then it hangs up, and that's it.
Oh, that's right. Okay. That's too bad.
Yeah.
We'll have to, you know, have some other people give this a try.
Yeah, I mean, because if there's a way to box long-distance calls through 411 or something, I mean, well, all we would have to do is get our number published as something totally different than what we are.
Yeah.
You know, and then just be like, yes, Boston, Massachusetts, Royal Freaksor, please.
Yeah.
he's on 2600 Hertz Avenue.
Yeah. And, you know, the funny thing is you really were able to, you know, call some of my businesses that were eights that lasted for, like, 3 months at a time because Verizon's a fucking idiot. And, you know, I would actually have eights that were listed, so you could actually look up one of my eights, like Royal Photo Finishing or something. And it would actually, you know, connect you to the Boston Raven.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Oh, it was hilarious. I'd have people look it up on the white pages, and they just get a kick out of it. I got a little off topic there, but, yeah. Oh, damn it. Now I lost my train of thought.
ADD there, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I got ADD, too. It's what makes the show
great. I got my train of thought back. Another thing, and actually I'm going to give a shout-out to someone, one of the first people I ever talked to who I just ran into on some entertainment line. Yeah, he calls himself Elf out there in Illinois. I want to give a shout-out to you. Now, this is when I first started to Redbox, and one of the suggestions that he had was that, you know, if you couldn't Redbox, and this was back before, you know, AT&T's network still had the ACTS, and you could Redbox long-distance calls.
Are you getting a call waiting there, Royal?
I'm not getting a call waiting.
You keep cutting out like you are.
Really?
Yeah, flash over. That might be Decoder.
No, Decoder wouldn't call me. Plus, my three-way is used up right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, I'm on the party line. You know how I'm a Boston Raven addict.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, I don't know. No, that's not like my line. Maybe it's the bridge, I don't know.
I don't know what that was going. It was in the pulses, you know, it was 4 seconds apart, just like call waiting. I could have sworn
Lucky.
You got a call waiting card.
Lucky. He's not cutting out at all on my end. It's you. It's your VoIP calling card.
Hey, my VoIP calling card owns you.
Dude,
and
you
I told
sound
you
the same as
your
you,
fucking
you
commentary,
sound the
Doug.
Same as you did on Packet 8. There's no difference. I gotta go. Bye.
Yeah, that's right. Get the fuck out of here. Jesus Christ. But anyways, now I'm sure Royal's lost his train of thought again.
Yeah. So embarrassed now. Last thing I remember was mentioning the fucking party line here. So basically, you know, he had suggested that if you dial a PIC, you know, a pre-subscribed inter-exchange carrier code, in other words, a dial-around or a 1010 number, whatever you want to call it, a couple
yes.
that he mentioned was, you know, 1010-220,
mm-hmm.
which you guys may remember from the commercials, followed by one in the area code number, and that would give you a prompt. And the other one, if I can remember this, I believe it said 1010-736, and I'd be wrong about that, though.
That's AT&T, but yeah,
it
go
is.
Ahead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had the same idea, and what I would do was if I wanted to place a local call when, you know.
Yeah, when AT&T was still in service, you could actually dial any 1010 PIC code because AT&T was the only server of ACTS. But
that's right.
According to the FCC, you have the right to choose any carrier you want for your long-distance call. And because the payphone is considered a public phone, you are required to be able to use any carrier that you want. So you could use any 1010 number, and AT&T would ask for the money.
Yes.
But the 1010 number that you use, like if you were using an MCI 1010 number, MCI would be the actual long-distance carrier completing the call, whereas AT&T was collecting the money for the call.
I always used to get pissed off about that, although there might be an exception. And you know what? Maybe I will ask Elf about that sometime because he used to do this very often too. But for the most part, no matter what PIC you dialed, you were getting AT&T. But then again, it makes sense because, you know, with the exception of whatever carrier you're using, you know, AT&T was the only one with the ACT. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
AT&T would collect the money, but they wouldn't complete the call, or so it was assumed. Even though it would still say, thank you for using AT&T.
Yeah. True.
All right, well, we're going to get a special guest on our show here for, you know, the next couple of minutes here. I'm not going to let this person know who they are yet. Now, hold on one second, okay, Royal?
Oh, okay.
Try and keep our listeners entertained.
Alrighty, then.
Alright.
And while Lucky's clicked over, I have to say and admit that I have no idea who he's calling. So, let's find out who this special person is. Who's this special guest? Maybe this guest doesn't even know that he or she is going to be a guest. Let's find out.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello, Lucky. You're back.
And who's who else is on the line with us?
Cursed.
Cursed! What is up?
What is up, yo?
You're on your cell phone there. Is everything all right there? Are you cutting out or anything? Or is
No, I'm pretty good. I'm about to go over to the Stater Brothers, actually, and do this little 411 trick for everybody.
Oh,
really? Yes.
Well, this is a surprise.
Yeah, I didn't even know this was going to happen.
Wow. All right. So let's hear this.
Let me find my recorder.
Oh, what the hell? Are you still in your house?
Yeah, dude, I wasn't about to walk over there and fucking unless you were going to call me.
What the fuck? All right. Well, hopefully you'll be able to get over there.
Dude, it's about a 5-minute walk. I'll probably skateboard over there.
All
right. Let's see.
So, Curtis, what are you up to, man?
I am just fucking chilling at my house. Listen to the default, of course.
Oh, yeah? How are you liking it so far? Does it suck like our engineer Doug says, or is it all right?
Doug's, I'm not even commenting about Doug. Hold on a second. Hold on. Got to put my dogs away.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Kirsten and Doug are like arch enemies right now. Yeah.
I love that sound effect in the background of you skateboarding, huh? This is our halftime special, da-da-dum, da-da-dum.
Curse skateboarding to the payphones.
Yeah. This isn't fair. See, now I want to run to a payphone like I wanted to in the first place. Because I think that Verizon, as much as they pissed me off a little bit, that they're a great company, to be honest.
Well, you know what? Actually, the bridge we're on, Kirst might be able to red box into this bridge.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, I think he might be able to. So if I cut Kirst off and call him back on his cell phone and give him the bridge number in private, maybe we can have him. Maybe we can have him come on the bridge.
We could. Another
round. Maybe.
And yo, let's keep in mind that I do have about 5 teleconferences set up and ready to use at any time, so I can bridge this bridge into anything that we want.
Yeah.
So if there's any number at all, a voice bridge or a conference center that you need me to bridge it into for you to Redbox, I'll do that for you. I have everything.
Well, I'm pretty sure Kirst can just call into this bridge.
Well, let's hope so.
Would do I have to opt to vert?
No. You should be able to dial it direct.
Sweet. I fucking hate ops.
No, but it's not really a local call, Curse, but
it could be interlata.
Yeah. The latter call.
Dum da dum da dum da dum. I've never skateboarded on this phone before.
Oh, really?
What's your current location there, Curse?
I am actually coming up on the intersection right now, so we will be at the payphones in about 3 minutes.
All right. Great, we got cursed the local skateboarding phone freak.
Yeah, this is definitely.
I'm about to do something very illegal.
Hey, let's definitely have a picture of you sometime on that skateboard with your red box over the phone. make sure you know it's something that doesn't look like that can't be considered a red box, like a tone dialer, because you know.
No, dude, it's a digital voice recorder.
Oh,
that could never be considered a red box.
Oh no.
Yeah, but it could be considered since I go to school.
Oh.
College is a nice place to have a voice recorder.
Hey, I just
especially if I want to sleep.
Which I'm sure Kirst does a lot of in college.
Probably. Which is probably why I'm failing English.
Are you sure? I thought English was your second language. I thought that was why you were failing it.
No. Binary is my second language.
Lucky, you're the one calling from California now.
All right, I'm about 100 yards from the payphone.
All right.
Excellent. That's 100 rulers.
That's like a goddamn football field. Go for the goddamn touchdown. Touchdown. What? Touchdown.
All right, I am at the payphone.
All right.
Why don't you tell us what kind of payphone this is?
They are Verizon payphones.
Excellent. I love Verizon. All right.
Yeah, it's an automatic electric, old GTE style type payphone fortress.
Yep, it's even got a Bell logo on the coin plate.
Oh really?
Yep. Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna test the. You can hear the dial tone. Anything?
We don't hear a thing. You might want to turn the volume up on it.
Okay, what I'm gonna have to do is
hit the loud button. Is there a loud button on that payphone?
Yeah, there is, but it's fucking shitty.
Okay.
But what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hang up, and I'm gonna record the hook as best I can.
Oh, with a suction cup or something?
Yeah. Oh no, I got a fucking digital recorder, dude.
Well, you can use a suction cup with a digital recorder, so keep that in mind next time.
Yeah. Okay. Or I can get a pickup coil.
That is a suction cup, you moron. Cursed.
Yes.
All right. Are you recording it or what?
Okay, let me hang up, dude, because I can't do this with three hands. I need three hands to do this.
You need three hands to make a fucking recording?
Fucking call me back in, like, 1 minute.
All right, I'm going to call you back.
With the bridge number.
I'm going to give you the bridge number, and hopefully you'll be able to box into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd definitely like to hear that. And, you know, maybe some overtime, too.
Yeah, hopefully. And we're getting close to the end of the...
Yeah, so I'm going to hang up now and just call me back in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, hurry up, because we got about 8 minutes left on default.
Don't take this out of control, because I'm supposed to be the one that everyone looks up to for Redboxing, okay? After all, I know the most about it, probably. Well, close to that. The most experience.
All right. Let me see if Kirst is off the line real quick. Yeah, Kirst is off the line, so he should be recording that 411 info. And
that's something definitely want to hear a little later on the show.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, you know, we'll play that back on the show. Hopefully you can box into the conference. I don't know if he'll be able to do that. After I give him the comp, I'll bridge him in on his cell phone. I'm sure he can use his cell phone in a red box at the same time, hopefully. I think that only requires two hands, not three, right?
I don't even know what his third hand is, but, you know.
Oh, God! I don't want to know about his third hand either, but... All right, well, I think we've given them enough time to call 411 and record it.
You really think so?
Yeah, I think we have. It shouldn't have took that long.
All right, well, let's hear this.
All right, well, hold on 1 second. I'm going to call them up, try and keep our listeners entertained, and I'm going to give them the bridge number, too, and hopefully he'll be able to call in.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, hold on 1 second.
I will, and our callers will. Excuse me, that is our listeners, Will. And, not much else to say at this time. Let's just hope that we hear a good recording from directory assistance. Matter of fact, I don't even know if it's free of charge from this guy's area. So we will soon hear. Now, he's going to go ahead and try to call this bridge number. Of course, we're not going to give that out here on the show. But basically, you will hear, if you want to hear him actually redboxing in here, unless it's live, we're going to hear a recording of it. But if he successfully redboxes into this bridge, which is what we're running the show on right now, then that means that it's going to ask for overtime eventually, depending on how much money he inserts. Quote-unquote money, meaning redbox money, redbox tones worth of money. And it'll ask for overtime, and hopefully we'll be able to hear that. But, I'm going to try to do that for you guys another time myself. In fact, I was supposed to be this very night. I was supposed to be on a payphone, and I kind of regret not being on a payphone on the bridge at the time of the show starting. It is now 10:55 Eastern Standard Time. And we're still waiting for Lucky here.
Okay, okay, I got cursed on the line. Now, are you calling the bridge number cursed?
Yes, I'm currently trying it.
Is it asking for money, or is it giving you a reorder?
Giving me money. It's asking me for money.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if Cursed can put this one through. We got 5 minutes left here on default. Cursed, are you there?
Yeah, I'm trying right now.
How much more do you need to put in?
No thanks. Okay, the operator picked up.
Oh God, did you remember the number?
Nope.
All right, hold on. Right? Do you have anything to write down so we can get this done? First of all, before you attempt to box back into this, hello?
It's just me. Go ahead.
Okay. Before you attempt.
Yeah, I can. I got my my tone dialer cell phone.
Okay.
So I can punch in the number there.
All right. Before you attempt to red box back into this conference, play the 411 recording for us.
Okay. 1 second.
Yeah. Let's at least hear that.
Yeah, let's at least hear that. Hopefully.
Okay.
Vince, please.
Verizon Nationwide 411. Make progress every day.
Well, that was a pretty shitty recording, but I think we got the point.
I think we got the picture.
Switch.
To be honest, now you actually had a red box just to get into 411 on a Verizon payphone.
No, he didn't red box. He just flashed the hook switch, and it thought,
is that what you did? Okay.
Yeah.
No, I could do that right now if I really wanted to.
Yeah, he could red box it, but instead he just flashed the hook switch.
No, that's
of course, that doesn't work for red boxing regular calls. Just
or Millennium.
Also,
gotta mention that flash trick does not work on Millennium phones.
No, of course not, because those are usually on hotlines.
Okay, well, now, hold on. I'm going to call Kurt back with the bridge number. I really want him to get boxed in here.
Okay. Another thing I want to mention real quick to our listeners, another good little trick besides flashing a switch hook to get a directory system for free in some areas, is that you can simply, if you want to get a real dial tone or the unrestricted dial tone in your Verizon or any ACTS payphone, depending on your area, you may be able to press 1167. After hearing the stuck dial tone of what is usually for, per call blocking, you may then dial as if you had a beige box hooked up to it or any extension phone.
All right, are you going to attempt this one more time, Kurt?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
We're tight and we're pulling it tight.
How much money does it ask for, by the way, Kurt?
65.
They
65 cents?
65 cents just to get directory systems up.
No. We're calling the bridge number.
Oh, we're calling the bridge number this time, okay.
Yeah, 65 cents from Kurt's location to the bridge.
Okay. You guys are fucking diamond nickels. Fucking cheap asses.
Yeah, we should get it through in 3/4. I don't know what the hell's wrong with it.
Well, to our rat lady listeners, we apologize. Usually Dakota's the host of the show, and he failed to show up.
Hold on, Kurt.
Brad's calling in, I think.
All right. Now you're on the payphone, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hang up the
phone.
All right,
we got to end the show, Lucky. We got to end the show now.
Oh, are you serious, man? We can't get 3 minutes.
No, we can't. All right, this is Everything's Always on Default, www.defaultradio.com. We apologize for Decoder not showing up, blah, 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 blah. This show sucks.
No, don't end it on rant. I mean, end it on rant, but fucking leave it.
No,
leave
there's
it
no need. All right, well, whatever. We'll record it. But look, Shoutbox is next on rant. All right, see you later. Bye.
All right.
Back on.
Okay, we're back on then.
And we're waiting for...
How many listeners do we have? Five?
I don't know, like one.
God.
That's probably me. I left my computer on.
It is. That's great.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, Curse, in about 2 minutes here, it's going to ask you for money. That's the only thing I wanted to extend the show for.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be asking us for money in a couple minutes. That's the only thing I wanted the end of the show to be. Ah, Jesus. So 65 cents to call that number, huh?
Yep.
65.
I wish we could have got that recorded.
Yeah.
Also, when it comes on, I want you to put in more money than it asks for.
Oh, so yeah, sure. Oh, I have 15 cents credit, so.
Yeah, oh, that's going to be a little.
Yeah, but if it asks for like 5 cents, I want you to put in a quarter or something, you know.
Well, I got 2 50 cents, a dollar in quarters, and then I got 2 quarters and 50, 4 quarters and a dollar. And
well, get ready to queue up the dollar. I want you to put in more money than it asks for.
Right on. And then I got 50 in dimes.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
Hey, he's talking about change that he has.
Yeah.
Of course.
Can't you hear
yeah.
the jingle?
Huh?
Can't you hear the jingle?
Jingles?
Jingle.
All I hear is a fucking bong bong.
What jingles? Is it going to ask for money right now or what?
Anyways.
I wonder if it's going to do the same thing it does in my area. All of a sudden it goes... Doo-doo-doo.
3 minutes has ended.
3 minutes
Please
has ended.
Please signal when through.
See, that is one, actually, I want to...
Wait, what's that?
That's what I want to talk about right now.
Lucky
on actually, on certain phones, especially like when I'm in Boston, for some strange fucking reason, that comes up. It says, so many minutes are through, please signal when through. What the fuck is signal?
I think it's because you're only allotted 3 minutes, but Kirst is still on the payphone, right?
Yep.
So he's using his overtime now.
Now, that's probably because he put in money for overtime, so he's still got another 3 minutes.
So
I'm guessing after this 3 minutes, it'll probably say, please deposit money for the time that you used during this 3 minutes.
Yeah, so you hear me, right? You did hear that recording?
Yeah. Another recording should come on and ask for money in a couple minutes.
Alrighty then.
So.
Well, if nobody's listening, at least we'll have it recorded and probably in the archives.
Yes, hopefully.
We have people.
Our one listener is cursed.
And yeah, like 15.
It is
15.
My idle computer.
15 are listening.
Oh, sweet.
15 people are listening to this shit?
Well, thank you for listening.
Alright. It's great. Yeah, see, now this is the kind of stuff
that
Roro was supposed to be on here doing.
I'm sorry, 19.
And I promise you, I'll promise you guys that, you know, I will do that maybe next episode or, you know, whenever I get a chance. And my demonstrations should definitely be better. Maybe I'll even get some good recordings to get all the different things.
Yeah.
Smoke or skateboarding, not good.
Jesus.
Well, especially since I was in a huge hurry to get over here to these payphones.
Look out for the white vans.
Yeah.
Last time I red boxed and I hung up, everyone thought the feds got me.
Oh, God.
God, I'm fucking hungry. Lucky, come get me a burger.
Oh, and for this episode of Default, I also have to sport Mountain Dew's Live Wire, which only comes out in the summer.
And you know the funny thing is, I used to buy it after way like from the summer, from last summer to the summer, they've still been selling it, just not in 2 liters. I think it might have been old, but you know, whatever, it was good shit.
Yeah, it would say only summer 2003.
Yeah.
And now it says summer 2004. It's back.
Yeah.
I think that should be an official July conference, August conference drink. You know, mix that with some vodka, Live Wire vodka. Beautiful. that's the new con drink. I think everyone should be drinking.
So lame. They moved the bench from away from the payphone.
Oh well, you can't sit down and box. What kind of shit is that?
Serious. Can't be a lazy freak here now, can I?
Yeah, I know. You're already too lazy to put in your own coin.
20 cents, please.
Oh, here we go.
You have 15 cents credit. Please deposit 20 cents more for the past 3 minutes.
Okay, here I go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. You have 80 cents credit toward overtime.
Yeah, now here's something we need to talk about. On this particular type of ACK system, you can actually just keep boxing more money in, and you can go up to $100 towards overtime, even though that type of money couldn't possibly be in the, you know, the hopper couldn't possibly hold that much money.
Yeah. Very, very true. I don't know if I ever had the patience to do that, but I've come very close.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I've boxed in $110 towards overtime on a local call once.
Now, here's what's interesting. It just said passed. Now, I don't know if it actually says that where I am, but next time I'm going to listen to it.
Oh, how it said for the past 3 minutes?
Yeah, I think it does. I always thought it said next. Maybe I just
it said, this is why it said that, because it's on one of those ones where it says, your 3 minutes has ended. Please signal when through. You're supposed to hang up. Now, because he used more minutes, he used 6 minutes, you got to put in money for the past 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's because you're using overtime. What I don't understand is what the hell do they mean by signal?
Yeah, I don't understand that either. Now, it doesn't only do it on that type of ACK system. On regular local calls that don't use that type of ACK system, I've heard that too, where Verizon would come on and say, you know, your 3 minutes is up, please signal when through. And it's in a different recording voice and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't know if any of our listeners understand what please signal when through is. I mean, does that mean, like, flash the hook? I think it might mean flash the hook and have an operator come on or something.
Well, it's true.
Because, 1111 at default.
That's true. Actually, what I've noticed is that I've, like, you know, say, I don't know, I call the ball, you know, the Boston Raven or something, right? I put in, I don't know, fucking $5, you know, of quarters in there, and I placed a call. And, you know, I'm on there for just, like, a minute, you know, not even. And I flash the switcher real fast.
Mm.
And I just give it a quick flash, and I stay on after I do that. And for some reason, it goes blank, and then an operator will sometimes come on. It's really strange.
Yeah, well, in traditional ACK systems, and I think if you search hard enough, you may be able to find some placards that say, you know, if for an operator at any time, just flash the hook switch.
You, wow. No, I
didn't yeah, know. In traditional ACK system, like, you can flash the hook switch to signal that you want to speak to an operator.
That is interesting.
Yeah, so that's a little trick. And that's exactly why that's one of the reasons. I mean, I discussed last time I called 411 and hung up the phone and it gave me a directory assistance, but another thing that I used to do when I placed long distance calls, sometimes I'd flash the hook just cuz I'd just want to fuck around with the operator. And that's a little trick. If you go on Google, you can find it. In the documentation, it says the customer may flash the hook switch to signal that they want an operator to come on the line.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I also want to put in that I have successfully, depending on which phone, Verizon phone I'm in, say like Chinatown part of Boston, I've successfully flash hooked phone calls.
Calls, what?
Phone call. Like, I pick up the phone, the Verizon phone, and I just tap the switch hook, you know, like pulse dialing. I've actually successfully pulse dialed calls.
And does it ask for money, or it just puts it through?
It's as if you dial it regularly. So it'll ask you for money if it's, you know, regional toll. If it's local, it tells you to deposit the money beforehand. If it's toll-free, it goes right through, blah, blah, blah. I just thought that
really?
Was really true.
I've never had any luck flashing the hook switch on a payphone because of the way
it depends on which one you
switch.
Go to, because some of them are programmed. Like when you flash the switch, it stays off hook for a second automatically.
Yeah.
While, you know, some of them are, I don't know, they it's like you have more control over it.
That's weird.
Yeah. But, you know, that's just me. I used to be a big payphone person.
Oh, that's very odd. Well, I guess that about does it for Default Radio, episode 24. Without Decoder.
The first episode without Decoder.
Yeah.
First in the beginning, Lucky was MIA. Yeah.
Yep.
Decoder is just gone.
Yeah, I think our ratings are going to go straight to hell.
Yep.
Yeah.
Screw Decoder. You don't need them.
Yeah, so that's about it. You know, everything's always on default.
Don't you have any shout, Royal?
Yeah, Yeah, you got any shouts, Royal?
Let's give our shouts out. Let me do this as fast as I can. I want to give a shout out to Scope. I want to give a shout out to everyone. You know, all my friends in the Boston Raven now, so I want to give a shout out to everyone from the Boston 2600 meetings that I attend. That includes Rigel 5. Rigel 5.
Whoa.
That includes Jason Scott, Stalin, Blue, and, you know, the rest of you, Maya, et cetera. Thanks a lot.
Chris, do you have any shouts?
Not really. Shouts to Lucky for allowing me to bring this little piece to you guys out there.
No problem. No problem
internet,
at all.
Internet land.
Lucky, any shouts?
Yeah. Got to give out a shout to the arch rivals, Cursed and Die.
And my shouts are to Decoder for fucking a chick right now, probably. And not even tuning on default radio while you're doing it.
Reminds me, I should call my woman up and be like, hey.
Oh, and I just want to shout out Elf from Illinois. Sorry about it. I missed you.
You said it earlier, Royal.
I don't care. I'm saying it again.
I just wanted to point that out.
I love you, Elf. No.
Oh, God. Well, again.
Radio love. No window love. Radio love.
Yeah, radio love.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess.
Well, I got to give a shout out also again. Mountain Dew Livewire. The official con drink. By the way, shouts to Hope. You guys better be there. H2K4 or whatever. the fifth Hope, whatever you want to call it.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah, I should be there.
Oh, cool.
Should definitely be there. I think Kirsch should be there too. A little biz nat.
Yeah, you going to pay?
We'll talk about that.
Alrighty then.
I mean, maybe I'll let you use Decoder's ticket.
That worked for me.
What the hell? Is that construction in the background over there, Kirsch?
No, that is a car alarm.
Wow.
What the hell is this car alarm doing?
It's going off. What else would it be doing?
Well, yeah, but... Yeah, are you breaking into cars or something over there, Kirsch?
Dude, I'm standing in front of a Stater Brothers, and there's a big-ass parking lot, okay? There could be any number of cars.
God,
payphone sucks. There's black shit all
over. Well, people leaving their car alarms on default, those fucking noobs. You know what? Who needs a car alarm? I mean, really.
True that.
Dumbest thing in the world. But you know what? That's where Decoder comes in with his rant. It's not my show. So, lucky bit. Right. You're the host.
Well, I guess we gotta wrap this up. I was just kind of blabbering on. I was hoping it would ask for money again, but it looks like it's been about goddamn 5 minutes.
Well, you know, I could actually call in again with the other payphone next to it.
Hey, why don't you tap the switch and see if the operator comes on?
All right. I'm testing that now.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
All right.
Guess not.
I don't know. And you know what it might be? With some payphones, you actually have to hold it in for like another second or something. But
all right. We'll try that now.
Wow, that's loud. He
okay.
left. Good. We just.
He's gonna kill me now, but whatever.
All right.
Well Kirst said goodbyes.
Yeah.
Goodbye to Kirst. Goodbye to our audience. Thanks for listening to this crap. Hopefully you won't have to put up with this shit next week. Hopefully we'll have everything together. I hope we're gonna have call-ins next week. We better have Not Theory on that shit, Decoder.
Unless
yeah.
Decoder is dead.
And hopefully they'll have an explanation for this bullshit. But like I said, as every week,
everything is always on
default.
Later.
Later.